Pigeons come in many colors because breeders spend years developing different types. Now, ornithologists at Cornell University want to know why the birds have retained their diversity even though they live on the streets. To find out, they enlisted some amateur birders. Independent producer John Miller spent a morning with one of those groups, a sixth grade class at PS 101 in New York's Spanish Harlem.
How's it going, Anthony?
Our expedition begins on the third floor of this old brick building, then proceeds down an echoey stairwell. A minute later, we're out on the playground, across the street from an elevated train line.
Everyone should look at your tally sheet that you got the last time we came out. Yes.
Mrs. Ayers. Mrs. Ayers.
For weeks, these kids have been walking a two-block area around the school, counting all the pigeons they see and noting down their color or morph. They also report on the birds' mating behavior. 12-year-old Juan Cuadrado explains how the data get collected.
The double B stands for blue ball, the RB stands for red ball, the SP stands for spread, the RE stands for red, the CH stands for check.
Some New Yorkers call pigeons flying rats. Teacher Arjorie Ayers says her students are calling them rock doves now.
I think some of them now are offering them food, rather than trying to scare them away, as they, you know, were accustomed to doing in the city, kicking at them. They're not doing that. There's a greater respect for the birds and, you know, and their survival.
As we head up Park Avenue, Anthony Salgado tugs on my jacket.
There's some guy where I live, right? All the kids over there think he's crazy because he lives on top of a roof. He keeps a lot of birds on him. White, red, blue ball. He keeps all type of birds like that. Sometimes, right, when I just feel like he ain't got no friends, I go up there and visit him sometimes. I know that he's not crazy. The kids just think he's crazy because he don't talk to nobody.
We walk over to a housing project where some of the kids live. Starisha Harris says she usually tries to avoid it.
This is Johnson Housing. They be having fights over here a lot. That's why I don't like coming outside.
There's a grassy area between the buildings. A few pigeons roost in the trees. Carlos Rodriguez and Nathan Washington follow their movements.
There's a red second to last. It's like it thinks it's one of the spreads.
And then it looked like he was probably raised by one of the spreads because it's acting like just like him. He sound like a dog.
Come on, let's go.
We head back toward the school to talk over what we've seen before sending the data up to Cornell. It could be years before the scientists reach any conclusions. The kids say they've already learned a lot.
Birds are cool. Birds can fly. Birds.
Fly high.
They fly higher than airplanes sometimes, right?
For NPR News, I'm John Miller in Harlem.